The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Brian Lloyd is with me now, though, the entertainment journalist and film critic, to talk about Emmy Award nominations. So they were happening as we came on air, and there's an Irish interest in this. So
for
we
should
start with the Irish interest, Brian. Who has done well?
Colin Farrell with The Penguin. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't seen The Penguin.
You'd enjoy it. It's very much trying to be this sort of like neo-noir thing. Colin Farrell is reprising his role from the Batman film. He plays Oswald Cobblepot, also known as The Penguin. It's really, it's basically about his sort of rise to power, set like literally a day after the events of The Batman. He also produced it as well, so he's in the running for that, limited series.
But yeah, actual production.
Yeah. But it's, so it was nominated for limited and anthology series. And then he was nominated as well for lead actor in a limited series. And he is the favourite to win. I would say he's the favourite to win in that category.
Great.
Because it's between him and Stephen Graham. Stephen Graham is obviously in there for adolescents. But I would say it's a two-horse race between Colin Farrell and Stephen Graham in that category. And then the other Irish interest then is Sharon Horgan for Bad Sisters. She's in for lead actress in a drama series. The second season of that was on Apple TV Plus. But that's the kind of the basic Irish running. And I would say Colin Farrell is really in with a shot.
Nicola Coughlan had been
on the long list. Yeah, she'd been on the long list for Bridgerton, obviously. And she was in the running as well during the Golden Globes, but did not make it into this. It's a bit of a shame, but to be honest, I do think Netflix shows generally tend to over-index on the Golden Globes and then under-index on the Emmys.
What about Say Nothing, the Disney Plus, their version of the Patrick Radden-Keefe book with Lola Pettigrew? There was a suggestion she might be, but you were saying that's maybe next year.
Yeah, you see, because of the way the strike happened this year, the actor's strike and then just the general kind of strike in Hollywood, they basically had to delay a lot of the award ceremonies and then the kind of voting periods for them extended. So like, for example, The Bear, they're talking about season 3, not season 4.
Ah, right.
And like The Penguin basically slipped in under the radar. So Say Nothing, I don't think qualified in time for the Emmys this year, but you would, if it were to be nominated, you would see it next year. So, that's what I would say to that. But then again, like, you know what? I mean, I thought it was brilliant. I thought it was a fantastic show. I don't know if the Americans kind of, you know, resonated with it as much as people did on this side of the Atlantic, but still very, very great show. Absolutely worth watching.
Okay, so that's the Irish interest accounted for. What about more broadly then? Who will be going home happy today in terms of nominations?
Right, well, The Bear basically has kind of ran away with it once again. So this was nominated for Best Comedy Series. Jeremy Allen White was nominated for Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. And then
people will remember this from last year, the comedy series thing.
Yeah, no, there was a big controversy about that. So basically the whole thing was that The Bear was, people who've watched it would say,
it's a laugh a minute.
But do you know what I mean? Like, there were funny moments in it, but to describe it as a comedy, no, absolutely not. Now, to be fair, the Emmys did try to address this in their hosts, if you like, kind of crack jokes about, hey, this isn't a comedy and all the rest of it. Now, I would argue, if you've watched season 4 of it, they basically said, yeah, we're not making this funny anymore. This is clearly a drama series. They don't really care about the Emmys anymore. We're just making this a show for the story that needs to be told. However, season 3, the series that this was nominated on, very much leaned into the comedy to its detriment, I think.
Okay.
So I could see, yes, it's been nominated. Yes, it's great that it's been nominated. I mean, all in total, The Bear has gotten so far 49 nominations since it came on air.
Incredible.
I would not think it would win this year, though. I do think season 3 was the weakest of the 4 seasons of the show so far. I think if we were to look at the comedy series just in that, I would say you could see Abbott Elementary or maybe Hacks winning, and that Hacks is very, very good and it's had a great season this time around, so I could see that happening.
What about in drama series? What have been the
The nominees there were Andor, The Diplomat, that's on Netflix, The Last of Us season 2, Paradise, which was pants.
So was The Last of Us season 2.
You didn't like it?
No.
Really?
No.
Did you tap out after like 3?
Won't watch season 3.
Really?
Yeah.
That bad?
Yeah.
Was it just too... Okay, well, we'll come back to this. So anyways, Paradise, which is on was on Hulu and Disney Plus, got one season, then got cancelled. The Pit, which my colleague in the Irish Times, Donald Clark, had a great piece about. It is absolutely ridiculous in the year of our Lord 2025 that this show is still not on UK and Irish screens.
So this is like ER but better, someone told me.
Yeah, that's basically... that's a good kind of roundup of it. Yeah, Noah Wiley, who was previously in ER, is in this great medical drama series. It's what I would call a dodgy box special, which is you're not going to see this legally in Ireland. So unless you have a dodgy box, that's the only way you're going to see it. I'm not advocating for dodgy boxes. I'm just saying that's the only way you're going to get to see it in
Ireland.
But
if your friends are telling you how much they love The Pit, you know they've got a dodgy
box.
They're
breaking the law and you should report them to the police straight away.
If executives from Sky are listening, forget looking at people's WhatsApps. You can't do that. They're encrypted. Just go around asking people, have they seen The Pit?
That's it. That will just incriminate them straight away. Throw them in jail.
Guilty.
Lock them, throw it away, forget. Severance was also nominated. That's the Apple TV series, the one that everyone's been going on about.
Yeah.
Adam Scott, great kind of really dark Twilight Zone-esque kind of thing. Slow Horses with Gary Oldman. Have you seen that?
Yes, brilliant.
Brilliant.
So good.
And then The White Lotus, which is on HBO. Third season, I don't know. Some people are a bit iffy about it. I thought it was. I enjoyed it a lot. Not as good as the first and second season, but still very, very, very good.
So Andor, I was telling you during the ad break,
yes.
I'm only on it now. I'm only about halfway through season one. I only started it recently because I was sick of the Star Wars thing.
100%, yeah.
Well, they just were flogging a dead horse and I just put that into this category.
Yep.
I'm not going to bother with it. So many people told me to give it a chance, and giving it a chance, it's great.
It is
really, really good.
Fantastic. The second season is available now on Disney Plus. I am telling you, if you have, you don't even have to watch, you don't even have to really be into Star Wars to enjoy it. That's how good it is. If you want like a really well thought out, well scripted, really engaging political thriller, because that's really what this is about. It's about the idea of, you know, armed resistance against fascism. And like when you look at it now in terms of what's happening in the US and what's happening with like the ICE raids and all the rest of it and how like, you know, communities are fighting back, it really does kind of go into that. This idea of like the Empire is this all encompassing fascist regime that just kind of materialize, and how did it materialize and why did it materialize?
Yes.
So it's fantastic.
So good.
Did
you like season two of The Last of Us?
No. Well, no. Okay, I'll tell you, right? I watched like 4 episodes of it because I had to for work.
Is that all?
Yeah, and then I tapped out. Then I was like, I've seen enough now. I can have an educated conversation about this. I've seen enough now to kind of get the gist of it. No. I thought it was very, like, the tone of it was all over the place. The pacing of it was all over the place. It was up, it was down. I didn't know where it was. And to be honest with you, you know, there's a lot of good TV out there. I mean, obviously evidenced by the Emmys. Like, you know, that's what I mean. Like, Andor, fantastic. Paradise, I didn't like it, but I know a lot of people liked it. Severance, fantastic. Slow Horse is brilliant. Then the comedy, like, Only Murders in the Building. That's a cracker of a show. I really, really do enjoy that. The Studio as well, which was in the comedy series. That's the Seth Rogen one. Brilliant, brilliant satire of the Hollywood industry. What We Do in the Shadows, always good fun. And then go into the limited series, like you've Adolescence there. I mean, my God, I mean, talk about a show that has, you know, moved the conversation sociologically.
Too much good TV to waste your time with season 2 of The Last of Us.
100%. Is what we're saying, basically. That's what we're rounding up to.
All right, Brian, listen, thanks a million. Brian Lloyd, entertainment journalist and film critic.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.